This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. I'm your host Kirtana Tiwari, and we're back on a Friday afternoon with Money Control's Corporate Bureau Chief Prince Thomas. Hi, Prince.
Hi, Kirtana.
So we'll be talking about all the corporate news that happened in this past week. Prince, let's begin with AirAsia, how ED summoned AirAsia CEO Tony Fernandez. It was an alleged FEMA violation, violation, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's a case that's been on for a few years now.
Okay.
And it has to do with the way AirAsia is supposed to have got the clearance for international operations.
Right.
So till then in India, aviation regulations were such that you need to have 5 years of experience and 20 aircraft in your fleet to get the clearance.
Okay.
Now, the allegation against AirAsia is that it tried to circumvent the rules to get the permission much faster than it's usually is done.
Okay.
So investigations have been on for some time. And now it has come out that the top management, including Tony Fernandez, has been called for questioning. So it remains to be seen what will be the overall impact to AirAsia and its operations in India. The fact is that AirAsia, since its inception in India, hasn't really broken through the market, in the sense it hasn't really got into the market share of other companies or has really scaled up in its operations. So will this have an impact on its day-to-day operations? Maybe it's minimal. Depends on what kind of investigations go on later.
Right.
And what could the findings be? And if the findings do kind of affirm the allegations, then what could be the penalties? So that is something that we have to look out for.
Okay. Moving from the aviation sector to the telecom sector, the Supreme Court dismissed the review plea in the AGR case, right?
That's right.
Was this an expected move?
It was, if I could say, it was not surprising.
Okay.
Because we had seen how the government's stance was.
Right.
And we had seen that the telecom companies were actually trying their luck, you know, and going to Supreme Court and to get some relief, get some more time. Because we're talking about huge numbers here. Both Vodafone Idea and Airtel would have to pay in 20,000, 30,000 crore, that kind of a. And they don't have much time to make this payment. So it will have a huge impact on their financials. And also possibly there would be question marks on their viability also.
Right.
In fact, a couple of weeks ago, if you remember, Mr. Kumar Mangalam Birla, the chairman of Aditya Birla Group, he even said that he may have to shut shop in terms of Vodafone Idea.
Right.
And even Vodafone's international CEO had made similar comments.
Okay.
So it's a serious issue, and it's expected that these two companies may file for a curative plea and ask Supreme Court to look at this issue once again. We can't really predict what the court is going to do, but because it has already given a judgment, or it has shown what its view is, we don't know how much the accurate plea would help.
Okay.
I think Airtel had taken some steps in raising funds. If this really becomes a necessity for it to do, I think it may go for more fundraising activities.
Right.
The larger question, survival question is for Vodafone Idea.
Right. There was also a Moody's report about Vodafone, if it would be able to survive in India. So is it mainly because of this reason, or is there anything else?
It is, because you're talking about huge money, especially in case of Vodafone Idea.
Okay.
The money they have to pay is probably even higher than the cash reserves that they have.
Okay.
So it really puts a question mark, a big question mark on the survival.
Okay. So moving on from bad news to good news.
Sure.
WorkArt is the first Indian company to get a DCGI clearance for two new antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
So can you tell us about this? This seems to be a really big step for us, right?
It is, because Indian pharma companies are known to make generic drugs.
Okay.
So these are drugs whose patent period is off, and then you make the generic versions of these drugs.
Okay.
So Indian companies are known to make reliable, low-cost drugs. And US and other markets, I mean, they are well known for that.
Right.
But Indian companies are not known to come out with new drugs, you know, and go through the difficult, because coming out with a new drug is very risky. It's time consuming. It needs huge amount of resources.
Right.
So for an Indian company to go through all that and do the clinical trials and come out successful in all these is quite an achievement, and it's the first time that's happening.
Right.
So it really is a huge step up for Indian pharma.
Okay.
And looking at this success, and hopefully the product will do well, it has a good market, it may encourage other companies also to do the same.
Right.
So it's a great step for Indian pharma.
Okay. Finally, let's talk about Bajaj Chetak, Prince. You've always mentioned that this is going to be a huge deal.
Yes.
And it got launched on Jan 14th.
That's right.
So what does it mean for us?
So there is a quite an excitement around the product. Now, as we reported early in the week, the bike itself will be available from early February onwards. And this will be available initially only in Pune and Bangalore because, one, the weather and the charging infrastructure is more conducive in these cities. But if you look at the bike and what it offers, it's pretty good because, one, the price tag. Second, the average run for each charge that it gives is according to national and international standards.
Right.
And also the charging need that it has. I think it comes out as a very good product.
Okay.
And given the legacy charm also that the product has around it, because you're talking
definitely
about Chetak, and the older generation has a lot of affinity towards that name. So this looks like an exciting product, especially given a time when the overall auto industry seems to be going through some sluggish period. So this has provided some excitement in the sector.
Right.
So we are hoping that, and I mean, it will be interesting to see how the customers react to it.
Right. Just one last question, Prince. In our previous Revving Up podcast, we've talked about how a charging system is important in India before we bring in electric vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So I always thought, since, you know, even we had conversations with Swaraj, he spoke about how the charging system should come first before
That's
the electric vehicles.
That's right.
But we already have these launches coming up.
Yes.
So what is the situation?
It is a big issue, actually. And I think the government has talked about it and has highlighted the need to set up this infrastructure.
Right.
In fact, some of the companies, and I think Honda is one of them, has really not gone the EV route because they're not sure about the charging infrastructure in India.
Right.
So, and that's why even Chetak's launch is right now only in Pune and Bengaluru, because these are the cities which have a better charging and infrastructure compared to other cities. So the good part is that many of these vehicles really don't need a huge setup. In Chetak's case also, the company representatives would come to the buyer's house, set up the infrastructure. In many cases, you know, it's just a plug-in thing, and then it's not that they consume a lot of electricity. It's
right.
Very minimal consumption. One of the sticky points would be about housing societies allowing them.
Right.
I think I read some news reports where some of the societies protested that, you know, you can't really use their infrastructure for charging.
Right.
That could be a sticky point. But otherwise, setting up the infrastructure is not a big deal. But a lot more has to be done to, one, to make customers aware, also have public discussions around
it. Right, definitely.
That would help.
Okay. Thank you so much, Prince.
You're welcome, Kitna.
With that, it's a wrap on this edition of Corporate Buzz. If you have any queries or suggestions for us, please do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.